Yes, this is RSN Saturday race day on the 8th of May. And after three wonderful days at Warrnambool, which delivered another gold medal performance, providing a narrative that only racing and that carnival can, we turn our attention to a Saturday race day that has it all. In Victoria, it's back to Caulfield, and we have to wait until the last to watch the most interesting runner of the day.
It's a good race. Ayrton at the 250. Two lengths in front of Sophia, I Love the Game, and Bel Toro. But it's Ayrton under hands and heels. Three lengths in front of Sophia, I Love the Game, and Bel Toro. Oh, this is a nice horse. Ayrton coming away for Jamie Carr into overdrive. Five lengths in front. Hands and heels predominantly up the straight. And Ayrton will win better races than that. Second, Bel Toro. Sophia third from
Ayrton. And Ayrton is the $1.45 favourite with the tab as he starts his campaign for Stradbroke Glory during the Queensland Carnival. Gosford is the number one meeting in New South Wales. Gold Coast hosts its second biggest meeting of the year with the feature, the Group 2 Hollandale Stakes. And the biggest race of the day is the Group 1 South Australian Derby, with Explosive Jack looking to become the first horse in history to win the Tasmanian, ATC and South Australian derbies in the same season. Hello, I'm Gareth Hall, and welcome to RSN Saturday Race Day.
RSN's Race Day, and the first word with Gareth Hall.
Big show coming your way. It's great to be with your host of trainers to catch up with in the first word, and then after 8 o'clock, it's the Melbourne Form Panel with the best in the business, Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately, and Nicholas Quinn, and then after 9 o'clock, it's the Interstate Hour. David Gately, Lizzie Jelves to take a close look at Gosford. Kevin Casey, Ed Kennett with their plays of the days. Bart Sinclair to look at the Gold Coast. Nardi Horn to preview the Group 1 meeting in Adelaide. Harry White takes a look at that Donald meeting. Dan Malecki previews the harness racing meeting at Melton. And George Ferrugia will catch up with us to help us back a winner in the Dogs at the Meadows tonight. Then after 10 o'clock, it's race day mornings with Michael Falgate, Dan Malecki, and also Matty Stewart. But we are back at Caulfield this afternoon. Let's catch up with Greg Groves, who's looking after the track today. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Gareth.
What are we expecting today?
Okay, well, we've rated the track as a soft five this morning. We rated a soft five yesterday as well, and the weather conditions yesterday were quite mild. Didn't improve a great deal, but it did improve a bit, so I'm hoping that we'll get to a good floor at some stage today.
All right, then the rail's out 12 metres.
Out 12 metres from 8 metres from the last race meeting. This is our fifth race meeting in 6 weeks, so we've popped a bit of wear and tear on the track, but moving the rail out 4 metres has covered the bulk of the wear and tear down the front straight. There's a few bits and pieces that have been repaired, but overall, it's a pretty good nick.
Yeah, it's been a busy time for Caulfield. How do you expect it to play maybe later on in the program with a bit of traffic on the track recently? They might be getting off the fence.
Yeah, I think you might be right there. And the forecast is for late showers.
Okay.
So that might not be good for us, but I'm hoping that they won't appear until after 5 o'clock. So we'll just see what happens there. Yeah.
We'll cross our fingers there because that's the worst possible outcome for a track creator, and I think for punters as well when it rains mid-meeting.
Yes, it's not good for anyone, I don't think.
No. What about the wind conditions?
Okay, they're talking about westerly, but only 10 to 15 k. Okay. So I don't think that will really come into play.
Good on you, Greg. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Greg Groves with the Caulfield track update. It's another Group 1 day in Adelaide, and Ian Ricardo, of course, who looks after the track there at Morpheville, joins us. Hello to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth.
How is Adelaide this morning?
Yeah, pretty good. Feeling mild. We've got a mild sort of a morning, a little bit cloudy and overcast, with a chance of a possible shower or two throughout the day around midday. So we'll see what happens there.
Okay, we're on a couple of tracks. We're on the parks and also the main track today.
Yeah, both tracks, the first three on the parks. Parks is a good four, the Penhower 5.2. The rail there is out 2 metres from the 1,000 to the winning post and true remainder. And back onto the course proper for the remainder of the card. We're a good four there, Penhower 5.13. Rail is out two also there from the 1,200 to the winning post and true remainder. So both tracks, fortunately, have come up very similar, Gareth.
Yep, and they should play like they usually do, hopefully.
Well, with a bit of luck, they play pretty good, Gareth. Yeah, yeah.
Wind conditions?
Wind about 15 to 20 k an hour. Shouldn't be too much of a factor today, I wouldn't have thought. But having said that, if it does pick up, it can be a factor down the side or a headwind in the straight. But I think the wind won't play too much of a part today, Gareth.
All right, mate. We wish you the best of luck. Thanks for that, Ian.
Thanks very much.
There's Ian Ricardo. They're the track manager for Morfettville. Ben Hayes joins us here to kick off the first word on this Saturday morning. It won't be far away, Benny. It's a big first hour coming your way with Kira Maher, Ben Hayes, Matty Williams will be joining us, Sam Freeman, Philip Stokes, Logan McGill will have a chat to us, Mike Moroney as well, Johnny Sadler, Lee Creek, Steve Richards and Paul Snowden. So it's a big first hour coming your way, and Ben Hayes is on the line right now. Hello, Benny.
Hello, Gareth. How are you?
It's been a big week. I saw you in Warrnambool. How did you recover?
Yeah, I pulled up okay. The drive home after the last day was a long day, but no, we're all good and ready for a big day today.
Love it. Let's have a look at your two-year-olds in the first race at Caulfield. First of all, spinning was impressive on debut.
Yeah, well, thrilled with her debut performance. She did really good job. She ran into a nice horse of Peter Moody's, really stretched her out to the line, and Peter has a big opinion of his horse, so it was very encouraging, and she's done everything right since that race, 2 weeks between runs, and they often improve a lot, so I'm hoping she's improved and she should be very competitive today.
Yeah, she's a filly by Piero. Once she got to the outside, she savaged the line. The inside gate, do you think she can settle nice and close?
I think so. Barrier one, we just got to ride her where she's comfortable, and she'll probably most likely get the box seat, and we'll just need a little bit of luck in the straight. But in these small fields, they're very tactical, so normally better just to leave it to your jockey.
What'd you make of Fabrica the other day at Geelong first up from a bit of a break?
I thought it was a good run. She was really strong to the line. She really savaged it, and I think she'll enjoy the 1200 here today. It's a small field. Originally, we're looking at Donald, but when we saw this race as looking to be potential a small field, we decided to accept here. And she'll probably need the run, but she's probably got a run in 2 weeks' time in the 1400 at Flemington. So this race will really bring her on.
All right, then we move to the fourth. And Cello Doro, he's a consistent gallop. He was pretty good back on the 19th of March at Moonee Valley. Can he go one better?
I hope he can. We've freshened him on purpose. He hasn't been out of work. He's had 7-8 weeks of freshening up, and he had a nice trial leading into this race, and his work has been pleasing. So I think he can run a nice race. There looks to be a lot of speed in the race. So from barrier 11, he's best ridden nice and quiet. We'll be quiet on him. Hopefully they go too fast and he's strong late.
He's a consistent galloper. He's proven that recently, but he has had a couple of starts at Caulfield and both have been down the track. Is that just because he hasn't had much luck and there were genuine excuses there, Benny?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't see a reason why. I have to go back through the form, but I don't think it wouldn't be too much to read into it.
Biscayne Bay goes around in the second race there at Morfettville on the Parks track, and this is a galloper. Well, she showed a lot of promise, and I thought she was really good behind Three Kings there at Flemington. Will she enjoy Adelaide from a low gate going around this Parks track?
Well, we've definitely drawn a better gate, which will help her, I think. We'll just be able to naturally settle closer without being doing too much work. I thought it was a huge run last start. She had to make a long, sustained run, and she was strong to line. And Three Kings was unlucky as well, but probably had a bit of an easier run. So I'm hoping she can turn the tables on him. She's really done well since the race. She's thriving. Has to keep the work up to her because she gets fresh really quickly. So I'm really confident she's got to run a big race today.
Let's head to the Derby in Adelaide. Azali represents your stable along with Personal. We'll have a chat about the colt by Dundeal first of all. Will he settle closer today, Ben?
He will. He will. Barrett, I was very happy he drew a nice gate. He naturally jumps really well, and last start from the wide draw, I think we drew barrier 17, we went back to last, and it was a nice quiet run, and we're really happy with his work through the line. He's a horse we've always had an opinion of. He's a real smoky, I think. He is at big odds and is definitely worth the each way bet, because today we'll be able to put him on the pace. He'll hopefully settle in the first four or five, and he will stay. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he runs, and it'd be great to get a Group 1 for Shadwell.
Poor old Personal, she ran out of her skin there last week, but she's drawn out wide once again, Ben.
Her last three runs, she's drawn the outside draw.
What's going on, Benny?
I can't believe it. That's very rare, but unfortunately that's racing. We've got a good jockey aboard in Damien Oliver. He knows how to ride a Group 1 winner, so we'll just have to ride a very similar, I think, to how we rode her last week. And just hope we follow the right horses into the race and there's a genuine tempo. And I think the extra 500 metres she'll eat up, because she's pulled up absolutely fantastic. She's thrived. She's licked the bin every day. And her work on Thursday was really good. So we're confident. We just need a bit of luck and running.
And she doesn't mind the quick back up as well, Benny.
Little bit of deja vu.
Yes.
She did it in the spring. Ran in the wake pool and then the quick turnaround to the Oaks. So she's done it before. So I don't think people can question the backup. And I'm sure she'll do it again. She's had a month between runs, a really nice run here, gave her a good blowout, and now she's out to 25. So looking forward to seeing her run, and fingers crossed we get all the luck.
And we head up to the Gold Coast down the Group 2 Hollandale Stakes over the 1,800 metres. Geez, 50 stars. I think he went into most punters' black book when they were at the pub watching the races the other day when he was midfield in the all-age stakes. But he heads to the Gold Coast, he gets Pike, and he gets a heavy track, Benny.
Yeah, he's undefeated on the heavy, two from two. So that's in his favour. The stable was absolutely thrilled with his run. He actually ran the third fastest last 200 of the meeting. So he was rocketing the last little bit, and a little bit further he could have gone close. I wish it was a mile. But he really freshened up well. He had a very busy time where he ran 3 weeks in a row, but he's a very tough horse and he's responded. Gary Fennessy, who's looking after him over there, is really happy with him. And fortunately, we've drawn the wide gate there as well. So he naturally gets back, but I think the step up to 1,800 really suit him, and loves wet tracks, so he's definitely got a good chance.
You even have chances at Donald today, so you'll be a busy man, Benny. Is there a standout for us punters for Lindsay Park?
There's a horse in the last called Hinto Blue, which is owned by my girlfriend.
Yes.
So if that doesn't win, I'm in a lot of trouble.
You are in trouble. Grace, we wish you the best of luck. Is Hinto Blue your best chance or around the country, or is there a standout elsewhere, Benny?
I really like Spitting today. I think she's improved. And out of her debut performance, it's a two-horse race, and really respect Kira Mars and Dave Eustace's horse. They beat a nice horse of ours last start, but I think Spinning is definitely up to it. So looking forward to seeing that clash.
Race one, horse number six, Spinning there in the first at Caulfield. Enjoy your day, Ben. Thanks for your time as always, mate.
No problem. See you guys.
Philip Stokes now joins us, and he's in for a big day as well. Good morning to you, Philip. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, not a problem.
In race four at Caulfield today, Tan Tat Harmony resumes. What can you tell us there?
Really happy with her. Her jump out's been good, works good. A little bit of softness in the track will only help her. So if you get any rain, it'll just enhance her chances. She's a good each-way chance.
I like that push for her then. All Too Hoy In goes around in race number five. What have you made of his form, this preparation?
Very hit and miss. Yep. He's a six-year-old stallion, so you're going to have his problems. I think Michael Poy going back on to the positive. He knows the horse really well. He's shown me the right signs here at home, but back him at your peril.
Is he another one, mate? I remember the day when he dominated. I think it was the Sale Cup. The rain come mid-meeting there. If the rain does come, is that a big plus for him?
Yeah, definitely. If the rain comes, that'd give us a lot more confidence.
All right, then we move to South Australia on the big day, and we start off in at race number three on the program, which is still on the Parks track, and Neodium represents your stable. Consistent galloper. Can he win again or go close again?
Yeah, definitely. I think the horse is going really well. He had a trial 10 days ago, trialled up beautifully, and I think he's one of our better chances.
All right, then do you know which Octane will turn up today?
No.
No, all right.
Terrible.
Then we go to Too Good, Too Hard in the same race.
looking for the breeding barn.
All right, then. Blinkers go on Brazen Brando in race 5.
Done terrible.
All right, then. Call Me Seamus, any hope?
Yeah, definitely, if the right one shows up. But if it gets any rain, he's hopeless, but he's going okay.
All right, then. Now, you can help me out here, Philip, because I'm in love with Way to Go Paul. She goes around in the Adelaide Guineas. Your thoughts there?
She's going great. If she can run the mile out and get a bit of luck from the barrier, she's definitely a chance.
And highly discreet?
Same story. I don't think there's much between these two. It's just a matter of who gets the luck and running.
All right, mate. Your best for the day?
I think 10 Tat Harmony each way, and I think Neodium.
All right, mate. We appreciate your help and your honesty as always. Philip, good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Sam Freeber now joins us. G'day, Sam.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I am well. I was disappointed. I'm a fanboy pig in the mud. I didn't get an opportunity to get a selfie with him there on Thursday. How did he pull up?
He's come through it really well. So we'll just get him out to the 1400 second up on a bog track. He should be going close, I think.
All right. Look out. I met a few of his owners too. Geez, they're lucky individuals there. So they're having a little bit of fun. But we need to find a winner today after a successful Honourable Carnival for your stable. And we'll kick off in race number 8 at Caulfield. Agreeable goes to Caulfield. Is that correct?
No, she's in Adelaide.
Okay. All right. Yulong Command, can it lead and go close and maybe cause a little bit of an upset in race 9?
Yeah, I think he can give a bit of a sight. He's obviously the favourite's going to be extremely hard to beat, but we'll adopt similar tactics to what we did last time. I think he's best just being let loose, and he's a little bit fitter now as well, so he should, he'll be paddling the last 50, I would think, but hopefully he's got enough of a break to hold them off.
It seems that last time, and we had a chat to you, that he probably went too hard first up, but it wasn't his fault. But if he can get his own way, find his rhythm, they're hard horses to catch when they can run those sectionals.
Yeah, they are. And speaking with Mark before the race last time, we really felt that he wins his races from the 800 to the 200 when he can really quicken down and get them out of their comfort zone. We're aware that his last furlong is by no means going to be his fastest, but I think he's the sort of horse that can hopefully, win races in that middle stage rather than late.
All right, then we move to Adelaide, and Agreeable does go around in the Adelaide Guineas. Over the 1,600 metres, Dean Lane takes the ride. This does look a nice race for her, Sam.
Yeah, it does. Look, I think she'll appreciate, getting out to the mile. She's a filly that's tricky to ride. She can be a bit slow away, gets herself in a bit of trouble. But if the track's, playing fair and they're making ground out wide, then, she'll be very strong late. I think, Damien Lane's starting to get to know her now. And, she'll be very strong late. I mean, it's a tough race. Obviously, the two favourites are, they've been racing at the top level throughout the autumn. But, we're here more or less as a target race, so I think she's primed and ready to go.
And do you really like her at the mile?
Yeah, I think that's probably her perfect distance. She closed off really well in the 1,000 guineas. We stretched her out to the 2,000 after that, and I'm not sure she stayed that trip, so I think this is her perfect trip.
All right, then we move on to Soul Obsession, that represents your stable from a lovely low gate there in the last race in Adelaide. She's going great guns at the moment as well.
Yeah, she is. She's a consistent filly. She should make her own luck if she can begin cleanly. She'll be up there on speed, and she'll always give a good sight. And this is her right sort of grade. She doesn't have a big weight, so she should be right there, hopefully.
And you scratch a few runners there from that Gold Coast meeting, and one of your stable stars, Holmesman, goes around. Now, we haven't seen him since winning that Australian Cup. He gets a heavy track first up from that little bit of a break. Your expectations with him?
Yeah, expect him to run really well. His fitness is right where it needs to be. He's forward and ready. His grand final up there is pretty much the Doomben Cup. But, he's a horse that generally performs really well early in his campaign. So, you have the two runs in the autumn, and then we've given him a little freshen, and a wide gate's not ideal, but as we saw in the Australia Cup, it doesn't bother him if he sits a bit wide, and tipping hopefully by that stage of the race is at the Gold Coast, you know, they'll be coming off the rail and, you know, he'd probably be in the best part of the track. So, look, it's a strong addition of the Hollandale. It's essentially a group one, really, with the field that's been assembled. But, I think he should run a good race.
What about a heavy track? Will that bother him?
Well, I think he actually, it'll probably work in his advantage. We've always been a little wary of running him on, you know, really fast ground. I know that obviously last time out was a good track at Flemington, but you know he did jar up in the spring at the end of, you know, toward the end of his campaign on Cup Day. So I think a bit of jar out certainly wouldn't hurt him as he's getting a bit older.
This does look a nice race on this surface for Shiseid in the last race at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, she's a big price. She's a very good wet tracker. And, you know, she's up there to chase some black type. I think this is a nice race for her. She was a little soft in condition first up and was probably a sneaky sort of run. She was beaten in a fair margin, but she was just starting to get warm late. So, look, if she can stay in touch, and I'm tipping they'll be coming down the middle by this stage, she looks a really good place proposition.
All right, mate, what's your best for the day?
It's a hard day, but I would think if you're going to do something, you might multi Yulong Command to place into Shiseid to place.
Oh, geez, I like that. Now, a place all up from Sam Friedman. Interstate place all up as well. Did you get out and about at Warrnambool, or were you disciplined and was just a hit-and-run mission for you, Sam?
Look, I arrived on the last day at about 2 o'clock
yes.
with the intention of driving home straight after, and the car stayed at the races. After we won the cup and I celebrated with the owners. So, it was really good fun.
Anthony let you have the night off, or the morning off. He's a good man. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Sam.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
There's Sam Friedman there. 7:26. This is the First Word with Gareth Hall. We'll take a quick break on the other side of it. Kieran Maher, Maddie Williams, Logan McGill, and Mike Moroney, hopefully, will be joining us.
RSN's Race Day and the First Word with Gareth Hall.
Great to be with you on this Saturday morning here for the First Word. And let's head to Warrnambool to catch up with Maddie Williams. Hello to you, Matt.
Morning, Gareth.
Intellective represents your stable in the third over the mile, mate. She's on the quick back up. How do you think she performed the other day at Sandown?
Thought she was fair. She was coming off 2 mile runs. She was just a little bit down and then sort of went for it. Have that sharpness back to the 1300. So I think back out to a mile, it's a big tick for her today. And, you know, she probably hasn't ended up being the strongest of mare's races. So it looks a nice little assignment for her today.
Yeah, and she just should get a lovely run just off them, you would imagine, from that gate.
Looks perfect for her there, and she's not a wet tracker at all. So we've sort of purposely just give her a little freshen up, try to mix another race with her, and then when the track gets wet, you know, she'll be in the paddock. But she's a tough little mare at home, and she's done well, so no reason why she sort of couldn't bounce right back into form today.
Soft five's not too wet for her, Maddie?
No, probably just when it gets into that sort of 6, 7, 8 that she really doesn't handle, and she just tends to let the wheels spin a bit, so on the five would be fine.
All right, looking in her ownership, and I love this, the Warrnambool Bowls Club. So will they have to stop mid-competition on a Saturday afternoon to watch her?
Yeah, there's a bit of a group and got a syndicate up there, so I don't know what they do there. I'll give it someone and have a home gown for anyway.
Do you have a winner for us at Donald?
2-year-old was a bit disappointing the other day, but he'll go forward with blinkers on today, so hoping he can run better. And the Bondi Tip was put in terrain on Cup Day there, and she can probably go pretty close from an ice gate ridden course though.
So maybe fight on shades there from an inside gate is his best.
Probably Bondi Tip would be the revival one, but the other horse does have a bit of ability from the jump out, but he needs to his manners need to improve a bit today.
Now, the whispers are that one of your kids there were with Rick McIntosh in the caller's box there for the Grand Annual. Did they enjoy that experience?
They loved it. Yeah, two of them actually got up there in a neat. So, they had a ball, had the best seats in the house there, and got to experience, one of Rick's calls I guess, live right beside the team jumping around and carrying on. So that was a big thrill.
And how did you pull up after the hometown carnival?
No, very good. I've got a little bit smarter as I've got older and I go home earlier. So, Friday's always a bit of a hectic day with getting reports out and sorting out races for horses. But, we've got through it. They've done well. The club's done a terrific job, with the conditions they would have dealt with. The sort of COVID still, precautions and all that still in place. So, and the track, held up really well. So, it's a great week.
Good on you, Matty. Enjoy Caulfield this afternoon, and the best of luck at Donald.
Good on you, Gareth.
Logan McGill joins us now. He's got Goldfields representing his stable in race number 5 over the 1,600 metres. Looks a nice race for him as well. Good morning to you, Logan.
G'day, how's it going?
Good, thanks, mate. How is Goldfields?
Yeah, look, he's good. He gets back into a handicap today, which is a lot more suitable. He's obviously had plenty of runs this prep, so he's rock hard fit and, hopefully can get the right run and be somewhere thereabout.
Is he just off Holbein in the run in your eyes?
I think so. I think that's probably the ideal situation. We really wanted to, set weights and penalties last start, carrying equal weights to So Spine and Mr. Quickie, and that just doesn't suit him. But, tactically we wanted to do what So Spine did there the other day, but we'll get a chance to hopefully repeat that sitting outside the leader today.
All right, you confident that he can win today?
Yeah, look, I think he's, really suited back in a handicap, and it's been a while since he's been in a race like this, so I think he'll run really well.
Yeah, he's a terrific each-way price of that $9 and $3.50 with the tab. The best of luck, Logan. Thanks for that.
No worries, thank you.
There's Logan McGill. Kieran Maher joins us now. Hello to you, Kieran.
Morning, Gareth.
It's been a big week, mate.
It's been a fantastic
week. Yep. How good's the bull?
How bloody good's the bull?
Yeah, it was sensational. And obviously we need a winner now on a Saturday. And Generation was impressive in Adelaide on debut. How has Generation trained on since that effort a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, nicely. He's a round bloke and he's tightened up a little bit. And, he's shown to improve by that run and he's scratching. Looks a nice race for him today.
Yep. And goes forward, makes his own luck once again.
Yeah, he does. He was very straightforward from a good draw in Adelaide. He's got the outside of the small field, but he's normally pretty prominent.
All right, then we move on to race number 2. And last week is second up for your stable. How did you assess his first up effort?
Yeah, I thought it was good enough, his first up effort. The claim will be needed for him. He needs sort of things to go pretty right for him. He won't be too far away. He may just want this one as well.
Yeah, what's his best trip, Kieran?
It's sort of somewhere between 2000 and 2022, something like that.
Yeah.
He's been out to 24, but I reckon around 2000.
What about in race number 7? Red Santa represents your stable, was gelded and won nicely the other day at Geelong.
He did win nicely. It's a little bit of a jump in distance. And he had a bit of a blow. So he may be a little vulnerable late. But he's worked with pretty good. I gave him a decent gallop last Saturday. And, he's a regressive type. He'll be better suited by the trip, but I just think he'll benefit from the run a little bit too.
I think Volatile's another progressive type for your stable, lightly raised. This is tougher, but did the job nicely there at Cranbourne last start. Can he win a race like this?
Yeah, he can. Everything will have to go pretty right. That's why we went to claim with him. But he can. He improved. And, I think around this trip, this level, I think he can.
And the Big Easy is never far away, but he has to run into a horse like Ayrton in the last.
Yeah, it'll be tough to beat. He probably won't have ran a PB last start. Yeah, he's a, he has a little bit of head noise to be easy. He's but you know, he's got a race like this in him for sure.
Lord Belvedere heads up to the Gold Coast and the Gold Coast Cup over the 2,400 metres. Is this a nice race for him, or are you looking forward to seeing him maybe at Eagle Farm later on in the carnival?
I think there's a lovely program up there for him. He had a bad blood after his last run, and I think that explains sort of why he went well under par. So he's had a nice little gap, and it does look like a nice race for him.
And in the Gold Coast, Guinea's Amish Boy represents your stable, and boy, this colt deserves to win a race like this, Karen. Has he travelled up there to Queensland?
He does. He's always really big odds in his horse, and he's never too far away. He's got the visitor's draw again out there in the car park, but he's definitely good enough to win the race.
Is there any concern with the heavy track there?
I don't think so, yeah. No.
That's a tick, Dan. Yeah, he's at a big price once again. And then we head to Adelaide. Copper Clip represents your stable over the 1,000 metres in the first race.
Yeah, Copper Clip, solid effort last start. It's really bright and well, this horse. It'll need to run a PB here, but it's an each-way chance.
And in the big one, the South Australian Derby, can Explosive Jack make it three derbies this autumn?
I can't see why he couldn't. He's trained on nicely, solid effort. He had a really strong gallop last Saturday and pulled up great. We've just taken him in nice and fresh. Obviously, he's been with work a long time. The big track, 2,500, will suit him. And Johnny Allen knows him as well as I do.
And he seems to, I know that he's had a long prep, Kieran, but he seems to be getting better as his prep goes on, which is a credit to your training regime.
Well, with every run, he has got better. You know, it was a solid effort back in the field at Bendigo, and just a beautiful ride last start. It was he had an ordinary gait, was back, and they went slow, and he just blended in at the right time. But he really flattened, you know, like flattened when he sprinted and really let down last start, and. Yeah, it's it looks a really nice race for him yesterday.
And let's crack a deal. The blinkers go on him in the Derby. Can that be the difference of him winning a race like this?
Look, I think Jack's probably got the slight edge over him, but he'll be definitely improved by the blinkers. The race was targeted for him since the VRC Derby.
Yep.
And, he'll be, you know, his two runs have been really solid. He was just a little bit casual last start. That's why we went to the blinkers.
And you've got some nice chances at Donald as well. Is there a standout for the Mar and Eustace camp today around the country, Kieran?
Rock Ribs will be hard to beat. Probably race two at Donald.
Oh, I like that. Dylan Dunn takes the ride. Race two, horse number six at Donald. Mate, enjoy your day. Thanks for your time as always. There's Kieran Maher joining us there. Mike Moroney joins us as well. He's got runners around the country. And he's with us now. Hello to you, Mike.
Good, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Nerve Not Verve goes around in the second race there at Caulfield from a middle gate over the 1,600 metres.
Yeah, look, I think she's still on fresh legs. And she'd want to be the miles probably as short as she wants to go. Her form reads her wins have been over a mile and a quarter. But look, she's still on fresh enough legs, and it does look the right sort of race for her.
Elberg, he hasn't got a great winning strike rate, but this looks a nice race for him in race number four over the 1,200 metres.
Yeah, look, I agree. He didn't get a lot of luck last start. He got a pretty torrid run and did a good job to stick on. Look, I know his record reads that he hasn't won many. But he's won nice money, and he's always, you know, he's got a bit of ability, so you know he is due a turn.
Where do you see him getting to from the gate?
Oh, he's got good gate speed. He'll go forward. He'll put himself in the race.
All right, then we move on to race number seven on the card, and Wasaka represents your stable here. Daniel Stackhouse takes the ride. Your expectations?
Look, we're clutching at straws, but we take the blinkers off him. He wants to zigzag and do it all wrong when the pressure goes on. I think if you saw the front on of Flemington, he sort of come in to, and win the race up here in a gorgeous run. But the minute the pressure went on, what he wanted to do was duck left and then duck right, and we swapped the sticker over a couple of times, and he still wanted to run away the track. So the blinkers aren't keeping him doing the job that they need to do, so we thought, well, if we give him more to look at, he just may run a bit straighter. So we're hoping, because he just needs to do that. If he can do that, you know, he stays, and the step up and triple definitely help him.
Yes, 2,000 metres getting towards his ideal trip now.
I think so, yeah. Yep, he sort of certainly looks at that, but that's really his go. Like, he was a pretty sort of sleepy customer early days when we had to put the blinkers on to get him going, and it was, all he's going to do was be a mile and a half horse, but it has sparked him up a bit, and he has got stronger as he's got older.
Shelby Cobra proved that he's a really good horse during that carnival at Flemington last November, and then he went to Ballarat, and there was probably excuses there for him. He was first up the other day at Caulfield. How did you assess his performance there, Mike?
Yeah, look, it was a pass mark.
Yep.
You'd say that the sixes were still very good. Look, from that draw, I know you go around one corner, but you still can sometimes get a torrid run, and he just happened to get it, and was always posted 3-4 wide, and especially around the last corner, having to make a run because of the way they'd run the race. And he just got a little bit tired late. But, you know, we thought that may have been the case if the race was run the way it was. Again, he draws the outside gate, so he has any favours there. But, look, he is fitter, definitely fitter going into this. And I thought his work on Tuesday was back to where, you know, we've seen him before. So if he does bring his A game, he's certainly the one to beat. You know, I know he's got a share of weight compared to the other horse, but, yeah, our horse... He's won a stakes race in his first campaign, and it's pretty hard to do that.
So you're not scared of Ayrton?
No, not at all. No.
Okay, I like that push. What do you do from the gate then, Mike?
Look, I'd say we'll have to go back to a degree.
Yeah.
I think we will, because I think if you do rush him, he doesn't sort of get in breathing properly and doing things right. So we'll be let him do his own thing a little bit early, and I would think that means it would save him at the closest.
I've always been a fan of Yatton, and she heads up to Queensland. She competes in the Gold Coast Bracelet, I would imagine, on the way to the Oaks there in Queensland. Is 1,800 metres still short for her there, Mike?
I don't think so. I think the barrier draw is a big plus, but my concern is the track conditions.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure. I think, and this is how things work, I think both times we've drawn a gate, we've raced on a wet track, and I don't think she's happy in it. But to stay on target for where we're heading, because she's quite a big growth sort of filly, we probably need to run today. So, but I'll just be questioning Mark on the ground. But, you know, she'll race a little bit handier, and if she can get through the ground, if she's a bit stronger, which she is now, we're hoping that might give us our chance of getting through the ground.
All right, you taking many up there to Queensland for the carnival?
We've got three there at the moment. Tafani's here and Hangman at the stage. And we'll just see. We might have a couple joining.
Have you booked your place there to look after those horses for a working holiday, Mike?
They will definitely be seeing a little bit of me.
Yeah,
they'll get up there at some stage, possibly for the next weekend, or if it's not, that'll be during the week.
Anything to get away from Wayne Hawks at Flemington?
Well, he tells me he's going up as well.
Oh, no. He's in love with you, I think, Mike. He follows you everywhere.
Something about it. We have to put up with Wayne's World if he's up there. Well, he can still do it, I suppose.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. You're a star, and good luck today. Hey, what's your best, by the way, if that's okay?
I think Nerve Not Bird, but see, I think she's in the right race.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. Good luck, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
There's Mike Moroney. It's 7:45. This is The First Word. You're with Gareth Hall. Now, just before we take a break, let's hear from Michael Kent Jr. on his runner, of course, in the South Australian Derby, along with Mick Price, of course. They're preparing Deep Strike.
Deep Strike's a really progressive horse, and I think he's got the right timing to win that race. I love the barrier draw, bit of room, and hopefully be seated at daylight.
So Deep Strike in the South Australian Derby at an each-way price around that $7.50 quote. They bet $8, so it's had a little bit of support. Liquero is the other horse representing this state. Cindy Alderson prepares, and let's hear what Cindy had to say about the $5 chance there with the tab.
looking at the race, it's a bit tricky because there's a few drawn out with blinkers on, like Let's Go Arthur Deal and that, that might want to race and they might come across. And then obviously that Royal Mile's been leading. I don't know that they want to lead on him, but there's it's an interesting speed map. But I would love him to be, you know, probably in the same position he was at Bendigo, or maybe one pair further forward and on the outside. That would be a perfect position for him.
So that's Cindy Oldson on Laquero, who is the $5 second favourite, the favourite, and he's been well backed as well. That's Explosive Jack, who's looking for his third Derby this campaign. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, we'll catch up with Johnny Sadler, Lee Creek, Steve Richards and Paul Snowden.
RSN's Race Day and the First Word with Gareth Hall.
South Australian Derby's the feature race around the country, Group 1 level for the three-year-olds, of course, and the Mount Gambier Galloper Royal Mile will be in this fight for a long way, you would imagine. Royal Mile, trained by Lee Creek. Look at his record. 8 starts, 5 wins, 3 minor placings. He was superb the other day in the chairman's at Group 3 level, leading all of the way, and he found a couple of gears as well down that straight. And Lee Creek joins us now. Good morning to you, Lee. Thanks for your time.
Hey, good morning, Gareth.
How is he, mate?
No, I travelled over well yesterday. We've not long got back from the stables. He ate up, drank. So, yeah, we couldn't be happier with him.
Geez, it was exciting there to win in Adelaide last start. You didn't muck around. You made your own luck. And he travelled so sweetly and gave a wonderful kick as well. Where do you expect him to be in the run this afternoon?
Yeah, we'll probably just be neutral on him. When he comes out of the gate, I'm quite amused that all the experts seem to think he's a leader now that he's led once.
Yes.
That wasn't sort of by design. So we'll just be neutral out of the gates, and Jacob will make his own mind up after he's gone a couple hundred metres. But hopefully he'll be sitting, you know, 3 or 4 pairs back, one off the fence would be nice.
And he's a three-year-old, mate, and you've done a wonderful job with him, but he continues to get better as well. Has he improved since his last start effort?
Yeah, he's always trained on, Gareth.
Yep.
By design, we've sort of always made sure there's a bit left in the tank after each run and just let the racing bring him on. And, this is his grand final today. It's what the whole last 6 or 7 months has been about. So, yeah, we're quite bullish about him today.
And 2,500 metres...
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Been on trial at every trip this, every run this prep. So, you don't know till you see it, but no, I'm quietly confident he'll run it out.
And young Opperman gets his chance as well?
Yes, no issue at all with leaving Jacob on. He knows the horse so well. He rides him in all his gallops, and he rides beyond his years. So, and it's a great opportunity for him.
You know how to train and find a good horse, Lee. When did you realise this fella was above average?
In the springtime last year, we gave him 2 runs. He ran second in both. And I said to the owner, Rob Dyson, that we should be, you know, putting this horse aside. He could be a Derby horse in the autumn. We spelled him immediately. And, yeah, this has been his goal all along. So, yeah, we've known for a little while that he's highly talented.
And Mount Gambier will be cheering?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
He'd be good for the economy, I'd say.
Yep. So. Every pub. I tell you what, they're betting $11. A little bit generous, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess country-trained horse, an apprentice riding, I guess they probably tend to risk them a little bit. But, anyway, I don't pay much attention to the prices. So.
Yep. They won't be able to pay out at the pubs at Mount Gambier if he salutes. Hey, the best of luck, Lee's an exciting galloper, and enjoy today if you can anyway.
Yep, no worries, Gareth. Thank you.
There's Lee Creek there. Steve Richards joins us because Holbein looks tough to beat in one of the middle races there on the program at Caulfield today. You love him, don't you? Because he gets out there, he makes his own luck, he goes around in race 5 over the mile. Laura Lafferty takes the ride. Good morning to you, Steve. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Gareth.
Geez, he's a beauty, isn't he, Steve? He tries his heart out. You know what you're going to get with him.
Yeah, he's honest, mate. He's consistent. He keeps, trying his hardest. And, he's been gallant in defeat a few times there. So there's always just one better. But, you've got to, admire his honesty, that's for sure.
He was heavily supported there at Flemington last start. And this time we're going to take $1.90. that, which is, it's a positive because the market tells you, Steve, that he's going to be awfully hard to catch. And it looks like on paper anyway, I don't know how you see it, that he will be able to get his own way in front.
Yeah, it looks that way on paper, but you never know. In a small field, things can change. But look, he is, you know, he is what he is. He does race on pace, so if something wants to go forwards, well, he can take a sit as well, you know. But I'm happy with the horse. His work's been good since then, and he's, you know, licked the bin clean. He looks well, so we'll roll the dice again.
Yep, exciting. So he's done everything right, and he won't let you down, basically.
No, I don't think so. He's gonna earn a check for sure.
Good on you, mate. Good luck today. And Laura Lafferty gets another opportunity to ride a city winner. I think she rode her first city winner. She did last time at Caulfield. So, yeah, she gets another great opportunity, Steve.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be her second winner.
Yeah. Okay. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Steve.
Thank you.
There's Steve Richards joining us there. Paul Snowden's on the line. He's got runners, of course, at Gosford and also at the Gold Coast meeting this afternoon. Good morning to you, Paul. Thanks for your time.
No worries. How are you, Gareth?
Good, thanks, mate. Gunmetal Girl represents your stable and the bracelet over the 1,800 metres. Zara takes the ride, ticks a few boxes.
Yeah, she's been running consistently of late. Looking forward to her seeing what she can do today. I thought she acquitted herself quite well over at Adelaide last start. And no, she's had a little bit of travelling around. Certainly wouldn't know it in herself. She's quite well, so hopefully we can get a bit of luck on the day.
And a heavy track. She's been placed there before.
Yeah, so albeit when she was a younger filly, but I've got to suggest, like, she's at the top of the game now. She's quite fit, and hopefully it's a flying day. We can get a little bit better than the heavy eight that they posted earlier today.
We've seen Busher in Melbourne. She is exciting. She meets a nice field, of course, in the Gold Coast Guineas. She has to overcome a wide gate as well. Your thoughts with her?
Yeah, really happy with her. Even from the draw, I'm still quite keen to see how she goes. She's done nothing wrong since her last start, albeit a narrow defeat, which she was desperately unlucky on that occasion. So we'll take that as a win, and looking forward to today.
The track, any concerns?
No, I don't think so. I think she'll handle the soft conditions quite well. We just need to get that luck in the first sort of 300 just to get in a relatively nice spot for Jimmy there, so she can just sort of tack up into the race. We don't want to be spotting them too much, start turning for home, that's for sure.
This looks a nice race for Signor Fox in the takeover target in race number 6 at Gosford, third up.
Yeah, drying conditions is the key, so the drier it gets, the better he'll go. I've got no doubt he's the best horse in the race. He's got the best horse's weight, that's for sure, but what he can do, he can rattle off a really good section late, so Tommy knows him really well, and he'll give him every chance.
Is 2,100 metres still too short for Cariff?
No, I don't think so. I think he'll run quite well. Just probably the circuit would be the problem. It's a tight track. It's continuously turning. So that's the thing he's got to overcome. But I believe the horse is going extremely well, and he's on track to run a nice race today again.
And in the last race, Stella Pauline, she's never really far away. I know she's only won the one race from 14 starts, but she's met some nice horses along the early part of her journey in her racing career. This does look a nice race for her.
Yeah, look, it's just it's a race we've found just in between sort of Brisbane. So ideally, she met Black Type Company last start, and I thought she acquitted herself really well. She just sort of got run down narrowly in the shadow. So back to a benchmark grade. I can see her running well today, and then hopefully with a bit of form behind them leading up into Brisbane Carnival.
Is there a standout for the stable this afternoon?
I think Bush is our best, and obviously Senior Fox at Gosford.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time as always, Paul.
Thanks, mate.
There's Paul Snowden there joining us. Let's hear what Michael Kent Jr. had to say about the most talked about horse today at Caulfield, Ayrton, who goes around as the odds-on favourite in the last race.
Yeah, Ayrton will be waiting all day for that one. He's had a beautiful prep and, 1,200 a touch short, but there is good speed there, and I think that'll suit him just to sort of sit off a couple for the first time and work him over the top, hopefully.
Yep, looking forward to seeing Ayrton in that last race. But I like the confidence from Mike Moroney in that race as well. I'm not scared of Ayrton. The well-backed favourite was Shelby Cobra, that's had a little bit of support since then this morning.